Rubber Roofs is a proud sponsor of Basraak Radio. Rubber Roofs is the trusted name in roof waterproofing. Our skilled teams of waterproofing experts specializes in industrial and residential applications, confidently backed by our 10-year product warranty. For all your waterproofing needs, call the trusted name in waterproofing on 087-094-8092 or visit our website at www.rubberroofs.co.za.
Basraak. Jy kan enige uitdaging of bekommernis in jou lewe basraak. Basraak.
Jy luister na manne van die woord Zoom byeenkoms op Basraak Web Radio.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure for me to be with you this morning to share with you. I know that God's got a great plan for your and my life. You believe that? Is it the fruit? Is it too early to expect anything? Too early. I want to say that again. I believe that God's got a great plan for your and my life. If you look at Jeremiah 29 verse 11, one of the key scriptures and foundational scriptures that me and Anita use, it would say that the plans that God has for you are not plans for evil, but plans to prosper you and bless you. So I want to encourage you, even though we're facing difficult times, we know that we're facing challenging times. I mean, if you just look what's happening globally in terms of wars, and we think of the economical crisis in our own country in terms of just the petrol price rising and everything that's just linked to that, food prices and everything is just going up. So people are in a place of desperation. And it is time for the men of God to take their position of authority. God has spoken to me a while ago, and we have to get to the place where you and myself have to position ourselves for what God wants to do now. Do you know that if we see every crisis is an opportunity for God to do something? Every crisis is an opportunity for God to show up and just do the impossible. We've seen that in our lives. You know us. We've testified, we told you about what God did for us personally and what God wants to do for you this morning. So I want to encourage you this morning. We see what our brother has just shown us as they are working in Pakistan, where there's lots of persecution, and they're still busy just doing the work of God under those difficult circumstances, and God is giving them breakthroughs. So God is waiting for you and me to seize the moment. It's time for us to seize the moment, to use the opportunity that God gives you. You know what? We all have maybe some reason to sit in a corner to lick your wounds and feel sorry for yourself and say, why me, Lord? What have I ever done? So, but it's time for us to forget about yourself and say, God, I know that you are calling me to be a man of impact and difference. Andrew attended the men's breakfast that I hosted about 2 weeks ago, and he asked me to share some of the principles that I shared with the men at that men's breakfast. So I was sharing about Joshua. Just think of him, of Joshua in Joshua 1, verse 9, where God spoke to Joshua. And in the first thing that God said to him, that the book of the law should be in his mouth. So I'm asking you as a man, as a man of courage and greatness, what is in your mouth? You have to ask yourself, what is in your mouth? Even as I was driving here this morning, I was listening to Derek Prince, and he was speaking about blessing and curses. And he was saying that what we don't realize is that what, because we believe that Proverbs 21 verse 18 says that death and life is in the power of the tongue, and the one that uses it will eat the fruit thereof, that there's power in our mouths. We produce. Men, we produce through our mouths, through our words. What we say will cause what we think, it will cause what we do, and it will have a direct impact on the results in your life. So I don't care what you're facing. I can promise you we've been facing very difficult circumstances right through our life. Even a few months ago with that devastating flood that we had that destroyed about everything that we had, we were facing those circumstances, and people were asking, it's the second flood that you faced and you're still holding on and you're still doing your thing. But I said, I know that God is faithful. I know that God is faithful. He has promised me that even though I go through difficult circumstances like floods, think of Isaiah 43, where he said, I've called you by name, you are mine. Is even though you might go through waters. We go through difficult circumstances, don't we? Do you? So, but it's important for you to realize that God says the waters will not overcome you. He says, even in the fiery furnace, God will protect you. And I am standing here this morning, lifting my hand to the honor and the glory of God to say, my God is faithful. He is faithful. He will not maybe do it according to your own plan, and he won't always work to according to your own methods, but God is faithful to do what he has promised. And if God be for you, who can be against you? God is fighting for us. Come on, people. The battle belongs to God. The battle is not yours. The battle belongs to God, but it's important for you and me to position ourselves in relationship. It's important that we say, God, I'm only here for a season. My life on earth is so short. I'm here for the season, and I'm here as a representative of your kingdom. Who are you representing? Yourself, your family? Your own ministry? No, we're representing the kingdom of God, people. I'm here to represent Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And as I'm representing him, I can expect God to move in his own special way. So I want to encourage you this morning. As God spoke to Joshua, God said, this book of the law should be on your lips day and night. So the second principle, God said, you should meditate on it day and night. I'm asking you, you know what? While we are exposed through news bulletins and everything and all the social media and the information you're getting, what are you meditating on? It's not that easy, I know. As we get all the negative news and it has a direct impact on us, but I'm asking you, are you meditating on all of that, or are you meditating as God instructed Joshua on the word of God? What are you meditating on? I want to meditate on your word. And then he says that you have to also be careful to see to it that you live accordingly, that you apply the principles. He says, then you would be successful in all that you do. But then he continues in verse 9 to say, be strong and courageous, because God is with you. And if you do what God has instructed you, he says, you will be successful in everything you do. Do you believe that? Because I'm following his instruction. He's taken responsibility for me. I'm not doing my work. I'm not trying to promote or represent myself. I'm representing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come on, people. Come on, men, I'm telling you, and I want to encourage you. As I was sharing with the men, I said, I heard of this rabbi. He's in South African and Israeli rabbi that was speaking about an ancient war cry in Israel. And he was referring to this scripture in Joshua and the two other scriptures. If you go and study the whole book of Joshua, you'll see. And he was saying that in Israel, from the early days of the people of Israel, there was an ancient war cry when they used the words, be strong and courageous. It's more than just what we're hearing. It is a war cry. Because why are we strong and full of courage? Because we are backed up. Come on, people. I can stand with great confidence because I know that in covenant, God has committed himself to me and God is fighting for me and I'm backed up by all of who my God is. I'm backed up by heaven. I'm backed up by his power. I'm backed up by his wisdom. I'm backed up by his resources. I'm telling you now, I know that my God is able to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. My God is able. Nothing is impossible for my God. Nothing is impossible for my God. And this rabbi was saying, I don't know if you still remember some of the older men like me and others will remember the six-day war in Israel in the 1966-67. And this rabbi was telling the story. He was saying that Israel was facing Egypt, Syria, and Jordan in terms of those people came together, those strong armies, and they were coming against Israel. And Israel only had between 10 and 15 tanks. And these three strong nations had hundreds and thousands of tanks. So they were coming against Israel with their 10 or 15 tanks, with hundreds or thousands of tanks. And as the commander of this armored brigade of Israel, those 10 to 15 tanks, early the morning, he stood up and he was speaking to those soldiers of Israel that were manning those tanks. And he used this ancient war cry that would be, if you look in Hebrew, it would be Ra'ach Shalach Amatz. Ra'ach Shalach Amatz. Be strong and courageous. And he was crying out. He says, because people, you know that we are backed up by our God. Who are you backed up by? Come on. If I move out, I'm aware of who am I backed up by. I have confidence. Have you seen if somebody is backed up, how much confidence? I think of my boys when they were little boys. If their daddy was there, they had lots of confidence, even amongst their friends and their opposition. They would stand there because they knew their daddy was there to back them up. And I have a daddy in heaven. I have a father, the Almighty God, that is backing me up. Is he backing you up? Yes, he is. If God be for you, who can be against you? And this rabbi said, and then this commander of this brigade of Israel said to them, as they did the war cry, he said, turn on your lights of your few tanks. And as they were turning on the lights, God entered the battlefield. Do you know if you start doing what the Bible says, God will fight for you? The battle does not belong to you, brother. The battle belongs to God. 2 Chronicles 20. Go study the story of Jehoshaphat. And you'll see, especially in verse 15, you'll see, as they did not know what to do, and there were also three strong armies coming against them, and the city was besieged by the enemy, and they were cut off of all their resources. And then what happened? He said, we do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. And they did their war cry. You won't find it in the Bible, but this rabbi said, it's written in all the history books of Israel, where they always engaged in this war cry, where they would say, be strong and courageous. It really means stand, because God is backing you up, and all of the armies of heaven are with you. It's like Elisha when he was facing the Amalekites in, is it 2 Kings 6? Where he was facing the Amalekites that were coming against him, and his servant was standing next to him as the Amalekites sent all the armies to come and catch Elisha. And then what happened? He was standing there, and his servant was trembling in his boots and full of fear. And he said, my Lord, do you not see the Amalekites, the army of the Amalekites? And he said, no, my eyes are opened. I see I'm backed up. I see I'm backed up. And he said, God, open the eyes of my servant. And the moment these eyes was opened, he could see the armies of heaven. And Israel did not have to fight. Israel did not have to fight. I'm telling you, and Elisha did not have to even do something, because God really entered the battlefield, and they were all struck with blindness, and he could lead them. This is the God we serve, brother. And you know, this rabbi said what happened the moment they did the war cry and they turned on the lights. The enemy saw thousands and thousands of tanks from Israel's side coming, and they turned around and they were fleeing. This is the God we serve. The other day, he was telling us about a missile that was launched at a school in Israel where there were little children. And this missile could have caused havoc in that whole area. It was launched from Syria, and that missile just hit the ground. It went right into the ground, but it did not go off. Because of the fact that God is with them and God is fighting for them. I want to tell you, this rabbi also said, the history books show it, when David was facing Goliath and he came against this opposition, you know that Saul's whole army was fearing this opposition, and nobody had the confidence and the courage to stand against Goliath. And then the little poor shepherd boy came. And this shepherd boy had an encounter with the living God. This shepherd boy stood on a covenant. He knew that God was with him, because when he was fighting off the lion and the bear, God was with him, and God gave him the strength to overcome. And he knew that even though this Philistine came against him with his sword and his spear and his javelin, he could stand in the power of heaven. And he said to him, you come against me with all of that armor, but I come against you in the name of the Lord God. And he was crying out, Ra'ach Shazak Amatz. Ra'ach Shazak Amatz. Be strong and courageous. I stand against you in the name of the Lord. And as he was doing that, people, he was doing something that maybe in our modern day, we would laugh at that. He was taking a sling with stones and using it to stand, because he knew that God was backing him up. I'm asking you, are you aware of who's backing you up? Are you aware that God has called you and God has taken responsibility for you? It doesn't matter what you are facing. God is with you in all of that. And he gave you a promise that he will not leave you nor forsake you. will not leave you. God said to Joshua, every place that you put your foot on in Joshua 1 verse 3, you will take those territories for God. And I still believe that I'm here to take territories for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm not fighting my own battle. I am busy doing the work of the kingdom. And God has called me. God has positioned me in my relationship, in my marriage, as a father, as a grandfather, as a father to many sons and daughters with my wife. We know that we are called by God. We are chosen by Him. He has destined us even before the foundations of this world was laid for a time such as this to be people of impact, to make a difference and to make a change. God has called you as men of impact. And I want to encourage you. And as David stood there and he was backed up, and all of the army of Israel with Saul were trembling and thinking, what are you trying to do? And God stood against him. He said, because you're not standing against me, you are standing and you mocked the God of Israel. Don't worry if you're facing opposition, if people are mocking you and people are looking down on you. There's a God in heaven that is fighting for you. The battle belongs to the Lord. Do you know, it is said by this rabbi, when Israel were going through the Jordan to possess Jericho, as part of the promise of God, and they were moving forward. And can you now just imagine what was happening for a minute? I want you just to think what was happening. Now, God instructed them to walk around the city, a fortified city with walls about 5 meters wide, about 20 meters high. Can you see that? And they had some of the best archers on top of those walls. A strong army. And now God is saying to them, move around the city. I see the old uncles and aunties walking with their kiris around the city. And all of these Canaanites looking down on them saying, oh, what a pathetic lot of people. But on the seventh day, as they walked around the city and they were blowing the trumpets, there came a war cry. There came a war cry. I want to ask you, as you're walking around your city, your opposition, that stronghold, that thing that you're standing against, that you feel that you cannot overcome, and the trumpets are sounding, where is your war cry where you sang, God, you are for me? And the Bible says, and this rabbi says it, even though it's not recorded in our Bible, it's recorded in history, they would say, Ra'ach Shazak Amatz. Because they were shouting after the trumpets sounded. The Bible says they were shouting. What did they shout? The war cry of Israel. And then what happened? God pushed those walls in. The angels of heaven were instructed and commanded by God to push those walls in. And they just could walk. Each man, the Bible says, could just walk right in front of him and take hold of what God has promised. God has given you promises, but God doesn't want you to move in your own ability and strength and try and do it in your own power, because I'm telling you, we can do nothing without Him. We can do nothing without Him. But I'm challenging you this morning, because God only honors one thing. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says that without faith it is impossible to please God, and those that come to Him must know that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So God really wants to reward you, but God's waiting for men of courage and strength to stand in the face of opposition, to stand in this country as a shining light, to become a voice of heaven, to cry out what God is saying and to proclaim the word of God over this country. Do you know when Gideon was called by God? He was trembling in his boots. He was hiding from the Midianites. And as the angel came to him, and said to him, "Good morning, man of great valor." He was looking around and looking over his shoulder. Who is the angel referring to? Because I'm hiding. Doesn't he know that I am the smallest in my tribe and I don't see myself as important because I'm not important? I'm the least of all of them. And then God called him to stand up against the opposition. And then he was facing 300,000 Amalekites. 300,000, an army of 300,000. But God worked with Gideon because God said to Gideon, no, your army is too big. Say it was 3,000 against 300. He says, no, 3,000 is too much. And scale down, and he had to scale down to 300. Can you just think of the impossible situation that God is calling you to do a thing that seems to be so impossible, 300 against 300,000? How's that possible? But God was saying to him, and I read the Bible, go and study the Bible, and you will see as they got up early in the morning and they blew the trumpets and the shofars that they were blowing, and they started shouting their war cry, those 300 men, God caused a confusion amongst the Amalekites, and they started destroying one another. You know what God wants to do in the enemy's camp? God wants to enter the battlefield. He doesn't want you to fight. You know what? If you are like me, coming from my background, I like to fight. I like to do the thing. I want to say my say. I want to just show you what's going on and show you the reality. But God has taken me through processes where he says, it is not. By your own power, ability, and wisdom, but by the power of heaven. Because he says, the weapons of your warfare, according to 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4 and 5, are not carnal weapons, but they're powerful to tear down those strongholds. But you have to take every thought captive and bring it in obedience to Christ and stand in the power of heaven. Where are the men of God that are going to stand up in this time and do the war cry and say, Romans 8 verse 31 is my foundation. If God be for us, who can be against us? God is fighting for us, pushing back the darkness. My wife always said, Steve, you sing. You preach, I'll sing. So you can see why. She can preach and sing. I can only preach and try. He says, come back this side. You see, so I want to encourage you, man. I want to say it is time for us to stand up and to really lead by example. God is calling men to stand up and be strong and courageous. Where are the men? You know, when David was facing difficulty in his life and he was pursued by Saul because of jealousy and because of his calling, his own was against him. And Saul was seeking his life, and Saul was raising up a mighty army to take David captive and to kill him. And I study scripture and I see that those men came to David And David found favor with them. And I see that the Bible says those men that joined David, the mighty men of David, who were not everybody's cup of tea, those men started moving with faces like giants, and they were moving like gazelles in the strength of heaven. In the strength of heaven, I want to encourage you. I want to say to you that God not promise us that He will not leave us as orphans, but He will send us the Holy Spirit's power, God in us, God with us, God on us, to guide and lead us, to teach us, so that you and I can start operating in the power of heaven. This is what God is calling us to, people. And I know, God, that you are faithful. You're not a respecter of a person. It doesn't matter what people say about you. It doesn't matter what people think about you. It doesn't matter what you have and what you don't have. It all depends on who are you focused on. I'm focused on God, and I know that God, you are with us, and the battle belongs to God. And when Moses was facing a difficult situation, God brought Israel out. He delivered them. And then He brought them to the Red Sea. And then He allowed Pharaoh and the army of the Egyptians to come after them. Pressure, pressure, pressure. So that they would learn to do their war cry and put their trust not in their own ability and strength, but in God. Because He knew that they were going to face difficulty in the future, and they had to be prepared to put their trust in God. And I'm telling you, as we are facing difficult times, who are you putting your trust in? Are you putting your trust in the government? Are you putting your trust in man? Are you putting your trust in who? My trust is in God. And God said to Moses in Exodus 14, He said, Moses, use your authority. He says, and the moment Moses, He says, because this fight is not yours. Be still and know that I'm God. Come on, men. It is time for you to be still and know that He's God. He is in control. He's in control. And God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. So God made a way for Israel, and He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. So won't you stand up as a man of courage and stand in the power of heaven and say, I've been mandated by God. I've been called by God. I'm not representing myself. I'm representing all of what He has called me to do. And I know that I'm backed up by heaven. And I know God is fighting for me. And God will make a way. I want to encourage you this morning to stand up as man of courage and to do the war cry and say, God, I know, I see. You know, whenever I move, as God has been speaking to me about this revelation, I'm aware of who's backing me up. I'm aware of His presence, and I see God working in mysterious ways and doing the impossible. So God wants to do it for you and in you. So stand on your feet and say, God, you are for me. Come and stand with me for a minute. And just say in your impossible situation, God, you are for me. You're fighting for me. You've called me, Lord, and I know that you will go before me. You will open those doors of iron and bronze. You will make my crooked path straight. God, you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever, and I put my trust in you alone. Father, here are men here that are facing impossible situations. Here are men here that are full of fear and anxiety. But I pray, Lord, that they'll just experience the peace of heaven and know that God is with them, and know that God is fighting for them, and God will make a way. I pray, Lord, that men will experience the power of heaven and see the hand of God moving as Israel saw it, and that we will stand in the power of the resurrected Christ, who has overcome. You have overcome, Jesus. You've overcome. You've overcome. It is finished. The work is done. It's completed on the cross of Calvary. Amen.
Hey, manne, kom sê baie dankie vir Steve. Steve, wat 'n voorreg, wat 'n blessing. Ons eer jou daarvoor. Mag die Here vir jou en Vanita en julle bediening baie seën. Dankie dat jy, as jy kom, die hoeveelheid energie wat jy ook het, wat jy oordra, dit is iets wat my altyd sal bybly. Baie dankie. Pastor O'Neill, thank you for visiting us today. Thank you for visiting us yesterday, that we could spend time together. May God bless you. May God be with you to your travels to the Cape. I can give you some word of advice. If you want to have favor in the Cape, please don't say the word bulls. Remember to say stormers or something like that, and I think it will be a very good time for you. Maybe if you don't understand, I'll try to explain it later, but you hear the laughter of the people here. Yeah, so may God bless you. May God bless you in abundance with all the meetings that you have, that you can have favor in your traveling and all that. It was really a privilege. As daar enige van julle manne is wat op die Zoom is, wat meer inligting wil hê van pastoor Aniel, kontak asseblief, ons sal graag die inligting gee vir julle, sodat julle sal kan verstaan, is dit moeilike omstandighede wat hulle bediening doen, daar is groot vervolging, maar dit is nie anders as in ons land die werk wat hulle doen, onder minder bevoorregte mense. Onthou van die afkondigings wat ons net nou gemaak het, ons soek 'n bed, ons vra dat julle sal bid vir die klein dogtertjie wat oorlede is, sy geliefde, Angelique Botha. As julle enige donasies wil gee om te help met die begrafnis en miskien ook as dit nodig is vir berading, kontak ons of julle het ons bankbesonderhede, gee dit asseblief. What a privilege we had today. What a powerful word. Thank you, Steve. Thank you that you did it in English. This morning, Pastor O'Neill said, if we speak Afrikaans, he believes that we'll be a godly translator. And I used you very strongly. Thank you for that. Maar nou kom ons staan op en ons doen net die gebruikelike wat ons altyd doen. Dit is nie 'n geloofsding of 'n kerkding of een of ander ritueel. Dis maar net om te bekragtig, om te sê wat ons vanoggend ervaar. So ons wil vanoggend maar net weer 3 amen sê. As daar van julle is wat behoefte het vir gebed, stuur vir ons die gebedsversoeke deur. Ek kan nie vir julle genoeg sê van hoe kragtig is dit, hoe mense vir my getuig. Kobus het, wanneer is het Sondag, wanneer het Kobus gevra, Saterdag, toe sê hy het baie pyn, so moet asseblief dringend 'n boodskap uitstuur. En ons het dit gedoen. Kobus sê, julle kan nie glo daai middag nie, toe kom daar 'n rustigheid oor hom en daai pyn is weg. Wanneer daar is krag in gebed, maak gebruik van dit. Die van julle wat verjaar of wat 'n huweliksherdenking sê, of dalk ouers voort of grootouers, mag het ook vir julle baie geseënde week wees tot volgende week. Amen! Amen! Amen!
Amen!
Sê julle allemaal, dankie.
Rubberhoofs is 'n trotse borg van Basraak Radio. Rubberhoofs is die betroubare naam in dakwaterdigting. Ons bekwame spanne waterdigtingskundiges spesialiseer in industriële en residensiële aanwending met selfvertroue gerigsteen deur ons 10 jaar produkwaarborg vir al jou waterdigtingsbehoeftes. Bel die betroubare naam in waterdigting by 087-094-8092. Of besoek ons webwerf by www.rubberhoofs.co.za.
Jou oorwinning in Christus Radio. Basraak Web Radio.